All right, joining me this morning on the Kix 95.3 Morning Show, I have the cast of the Holcomb High School Drama Club production, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. So if you'd please welcome to the show, senior Michaela Murphy.
Hi.
Emmett Byron, who's a junior.
Hey.
And then seniors Min T and Aiden Brown.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. How are you guys? Good to see you all in here. You guys got a big play coming up. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. I didn't know there was a play about Charlie Brown. I mean, there's cartoons, there's comic strips. I didn't know there was an actual play.
I wasn't totally sure about the shows either. I didn't know they were on. Apparently, there's about 3 productions, like musicals, based around Charlie Brown.
Well, you're in one now.
Yeah, so.
Let's start off with Michaela, who's playing Lucy. Oh,
yes,
boy.
Yes, I am.
Lucy, you said you weren't totally typecasted or anything.
No, not at all.
No?
It's not like I'm not like that in person or anything.
No, not at all. You wouldn't dare pull the football out from underneath Charlie Brown?
Of course not.
No.
What?
Do you offer psychiatric help?
All the time.
Okay, that's okay. Well, Lucy, we got Lucy here. Wrong hair color. Yeah. You wear a wig or do you just go with it?
I just go with my hair color.
You don't just paint it black
or
anything?
No.
Curl it up a little? Blue dress? You got the blue dress.
I do have the blue dress and I have a little white headband and everything.
Well, tell me a little bit about Lucy and her part in the play You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. What's Lucy got going on in this production?
She's mean.
She is mean.
Throughout the whole thing, she kind of... You know, for the first half, she's the typical, you know, kind of crabby person, you know, only has love for Schroeder. That's the only person. That's the only person she'll be nice to.
Yeah, and Schroeder won't give her the time of day.
No, not at all. He hates her.
He's just got his nose stuck in his piano.
Yeah, of
course. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
And who plays Schroeder?
Robin Fabini is playing Schroeder. He's amazing, doing really well. He's a freshman this year.
Is he actually playing the piano?
No, we have.
So you said he's amazing. I mean, he can play the piano? No, can he play the piano? Don't know.
I don't know.
All right, that's fine.
I don't know.
He fakes
Robin
it good.
Yeah, we have the little low to the ground piano.
That's hilarious.
It's really cute.
And now you do the whole psychiatrist gig
and
all
I
that
have...
stuff, and they're in the football bit. And...
We don't have the football bit in this one, but we do have the booth, and me and Charlie Brown have a song. It's called The Doctor Is In.
Okay.
And it's a really good song, one of my favorites.
So this is a musical.
Yes.
Yeah. Give me one line that Lucy says to Charlie Brown that is a little on the mean-spirited side.
I know a line from the song that is pretty mean.
Okay.
She says, her first line in the song is, "You're stupid, self-centered, and moody."
Wow.
"You're terribly dull to be with."
Oh, wow. Charlie Brown is moody, though.
Yeah. She just says it straight up. She's real.
Yeah. She is not pulling any punches, that's for sure. And are you enjoying playing the character?
Yes, very much so. I feel like every show I'm in, I'm kind of casted as that type of character. Because our last show we did, the Putnam County Spelling Bee, I played another character who was also very kind of stuck up and very sassy.
So let me get this straight. It's not because you're like that. It's because you knocked it out of the park.
Totally.
As a character like that in another play.
Totally. That's why.
Everybody behind you is like...
They're all laughing at me.
No, I'm kidding. No, they're not.
I like playing those kind of characters, I think. Not just because I act like that.
Okay.
Well, I'm very loud and outspoken in real life. I think that's the main reason why I can play those characters. It's very fun.
So let's go to Emmett Byron, who's a junior, and he's playing, you are Charlie Brown.
Yes,
You are the play's namesake. How do you prepare to be Charlie Brown? You have hair.
Oh, yeah. That's a big problem, actually.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. I wake up every morning, I look myself in the mirror, and I say, I'm going to be Charlie Brown today.
Yeah.
That's how I do it.
That's it? I'm going to be Charlie Brown today.
Yeah.
All right, give me some Charlie Brown. How do you portray Charlie? Because Charlie Brown's always kind of just like, woe is me.
Yeah, he's like...
I got a rock. And
yeah, no, actually, yeah. Moody, always down on himself. Yeah. A bit clumsy at times, and that I feel like I portray that very well in both in real life and in the show.
So, who casted this play? Who's the typecaster?
Patty Sundstrom is the mastermind.
That's Patty. Yeah. She's great. So, give me just a little bit of Charlie Brown.
So, you know about the redheaded girl, right?
Of course, yes. He's madly in love with the redheaded girl.
We have a Valentine scene.
Shocking.
And I get no Valentines. And I'm like, oh, all these people getting Valentines? I did not get one. Not one. I get about as many Valentines as a dog. And then Snoopy comes out.
Yeah, I have about a handful of, like, way too many Valentines, and I'm just overjoyed for it.
Yeah.
I'm more popular than Charlie.
Yeah. Tell me about interactions with Lucy here, with Michaela as Lucy.
Well, a lot of it's just, like, her, like, punking me, you know? She's like, oh, like, that little red-haired girl wants to, like, meet you and, like, interact with you. And then she's just like, just kidding. And it really sort of, like, sets him off, you know?
Now, it's a musical, so you have to do some... Everybody does some singing, I would imagine. And you do some singing. Now, do you, as Charlie Brown, do you have, like, some solo stuff?
Oh, yes. I have the kite, which...
You gotta sing about the kite. Oh,
yeah,
that kite.
Yeah, the kite. The dang kite.
The kite in the tree.
Yep. And then I have the doctor's in with with Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's me, like, venting, you know, being being depressed Charlie Brown. And, yeah, it's really great, and I'm really enjoying it.
Joining me now is Min T, who's a senior, and Aiden Brown, who's a senior at Hokum High School. And Aiden, you play Snoopy.
I do.
Who's kind of like a big character in the Peanuts universe.
Oh, larger than life, yeah.
And Min, you are playing Sally Brown.
Yes.
Charlie Brown's little sister. Sally Brown, how do you portray Sally? I mean, what's her? What's she all about?
So she's very young, and she's still trying to figure out who she is. So she really likes to copy everyone around her.
Mm-hmm.
To just kind of figure out what she likes. And she gets frustrated very easily, which you can tell in the show. Like, things like not being able to jump rope really affect her.
Yeah. So she's, this character, she's very young, obviously not as old as the kids. Always trying to play catch up and wanting to be a part of the big kids.
Yes.
How do you prepare for that character?
Well, I've... So Christian Chenoweth originally played Sally, and she did amazing. So I really like to watch how she does it and figure out kind of like how to get into that character.
What's your favorite part about playing the character of Sally?
My favorite part is that I get to be really big, because in real life I'm a little bit more, I don't know, quiet. But Sally, she's loud, and she, even her motions are just really big. And
so you get to step out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Yes.
You have any solo performances as far as the singing goes?
Yes.
Yeah. And that, now, is that nerve-wracking for somebody who is usually a little more inner than outer?
A little bit, but I'm mainly just excited.
Now, have you done plays before?
Yes.
So this is not your first rodeo?
No.
Now, how many do you think you've done?
Like three. Not very many.
Three? Okay.
Yeah.
But still, you're just getting warmed up.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're having fun because you're still doing it.
Yes, I love it.
It's kind of funny how doing theater brings people out of their shells a little bit. And Aiden, come on over. Aiden Brown plays Snoopy.
Hi.
Which is a big important character. First of all, I got a few questions for you for Snoopy. Do you fight the Red Baron in this?
I absolutely do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. B, how big is your doghouse?
Oh, it is more of a dog mansion.
Yeah.
It's pretty big.
Good size?
Yeah, I would say it's like 6 feet long, at least, just to accommodate for me laying on it.
Yeah.
And it's about 3.5 feet high, so it's a sizable doghouse.
And, you know, it's really comfortable to sit on when you're fighting the Red Baron, because it's also an airplane.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Okay. That's my Sopwith camel.
That's good to know. Now, Snoopy, I would imagine, doesn't really have lines.
Oh, he has a ton of lines.
Does he talk? Does Snoopy talk in the play? Because
he
never really talked in the cartoons or the comic strips. He just kind of, once in a while, he might say something, but usually he just made noises.
I think the animated movie, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, Snoopy does talk.
He does talk.
He's got like an internal monologue thing, but
mine
is more outward. I do singing and dancing, and I talk, so I'm a big part of this show,
What's the best thing about playing Snoopy?
Just bringing the energy and the physicality to life, like embodying Snoopy the dog, because that's a pretty iconic character.
I just realized you're wearing a Snoopy sweatshirt. That's great.
Yeah, I'm
in character. I like that. People go expecting big things from that character. So they're big paws to fill.
Yeah, big paws to fill. That's definitely one way to put it. I'm definitely trying to bring that to life, and I think I am doing an okay job at it. I don't know. It just allows me to bring in this sort of imagination and, like, larger-than-life character, and I really like being able to embody that.
I think you're going to do great, because I know, I think for most of you, I maybe have met before, have seen in other plays, but you, I remember very well in the Dr. Seuss, Cat, was it Cat in a Hat?
It was Seussical.
Seussical the Musical. That's what it was. You played Horton, who hears a who, and you really stood out in that. And when you walked in, I kept thinking, why do I know you? I've seen you in something.
Yeah,
and
I've been around the radio station a couple times.
You were a lot shorter, though,
yeah,
when you did Seussical the Musical. That was how. That was about five years ago?
I was in, like, 8th grade, and now I'm a senior, in high school. So
yeah,
it's been a minute.
You growed up.
I did, yeah.
What are your plans after high school? You've been doing theater a long time, so is this something you're going to pursue outside of high school?
Definitely. I don't think I could see myself not pursuing it. Mm-hmm. It's just what I love to do. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about, after high school, going to Grace Harbor for a bit to study theater and like dramatic arts. And so I think that would be a very good opportunity to like open the doors to bigger things.
And then Juilliard.
Juilliard, yeah. Okay. End goal, end goal, but yeah.
Studied at Juilliard. The Actors Studio.
Oh,
definitely.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. That's high class.
I got big plans for you. All right. All right, thanks, guys, for coming in. The play, again, is coming up this weekend, February 11th, 12th, 7:30, February 13th, Sunday, 1:30 matinee. It's at Hokum High School's Little Theater. $10 are the ticket prices for adults, and kids 12 and under are $5. Seating is limited due to the COVID restrictions, but you also will need to wear a mask while you're watching the play. But that's all just to keep everybody safe, so that's going to be a good thing. So go check it out. And if you missed any of this interview and you want to hear more, we'll have it up on our website today at KIX953.com.